Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week. Save big.
Hey guys, now you know I love to share the podcast that I love and listen to, whether it's clients, friends, mentees. I love to share with you content that I believe is truly transformational and doing amazing things for those of us Christians who are looking to walk this thing out right. I'm getting ready to share with you an episode from my friend, Dr. Charlotte Walker, and one of my favorite shows, the Prescription for Purpose podcast. I'm going to share with you an episode where she gets us together. This episode is called, Is It Ambition or Anxiety That's Driving You? And just by the title, you could tell where she's going with this. I thought this would be the perfect time to share this episode because it fits seamlessly, in my opinion, with what we're doing with the Internal Harmony series. So here's what I need you to do. Get your notes, get a pen and paper. Even if you don't have it right now and you're in transit, take a mental note, put it in your phone. But this is an episode that I really want you to lock into. And the Prescription for Purpose podcast is definitely one that you need on your playlist. So without further ado, check out this episode of the Prescription for Purpose podcast, available now everywhere that you get your podcasts.
You are now listening to the Prescription for Purpose podcast, the go-to destination for women who are tired of feeling burnt out and stuck in the exhausting cycle of doing but not thriving. Each week, we'll provide you with Christ-centered mental wellness prescriptions to help you reclaim your peace, renew your purpose, and live life spiritually well. And if you're a therapist or a coach, the tools and insights that we curate here will help you make a Christ-centered impact on your clients today. Are you ready, sis? Let's get started. Hey, friend, and welcome back to another episode of the Prescription for Purpose podcast. I know I'm a day late, but baby, I'm not a dollar short. I have lots of things for y'all in this week's episode. We're going to be talking about anxiousness versus ambition. And we talked about this a little bit last week when we were navigating whether or not you were being toxically self-reliant or if you were being spiritually passive. But I want us to highlight this conversation because we have to make sure the motivation to move is on track. But before we get started, I have a couple of church announcements and I'm really excited about both of them. First, we have officially launched the Spiritual Wellness Check-In. This is not a quiz, but it is a clinically informed screening tool to really help you identify where you are. I feel like a lot of us may be in this space where I know something is off, but I really don't have the capacity to identify what it is because it's going to take more brain space than what I have. And if that is you, friend, I got you. I got you, Buki. That's why I'm a day late. Okay. That and because there was a spider in my office and I couldn't find it. It was a whole thing. But that is why I'm a day late. Okay. Second, we are now officially rebranding the Ask Dr. Charlotte space into the Purpose Collective community. This is going to be a free community exclusive to my podcast listeners, a space where you can come in. I'm going to have exclusive content that I share there in terms of different nuggets or things that I may not have been able to share here on the show that will help drive home some of the things that we talk about. You'll be able to have access to any of the free resources that I talk about here on the show. They'll be there for you as well. And so I want to encourage you to make sure that you join us over in the Purpose Collective. You'll still also be able to ask me questions and you'll be able to talk with other people who listen to the show. And so I think that it's a great way for us to maximize the space. It's absolutely free to be there. All the resources are free. It's just a place for us to come together and do the work of the Lord over in the Purpose Collective. And I'm super excited about that. Okay, make sure that you take the Spiritual Wellness Check-In, because when you do, I want you to know that the resource is resourcing. You are going to know exactly where you are, why you're there, and then I'm going to give you a tool to help you start making your way into the next phase of your life. Amen. Now, let's go ahead and get back to discussing anxiousness or ambition. And I'm really excited about this because a lot of times we don't discern the drive behind what we're doing. And a lot of times people are stuck in the cycle of doing but not thriving because we don't take a second to pause. And a lot of us don't realize the disguises that ambition comes in. The enemy is subtle and the enemy is crafty. He's not creative. And so you may think that it's ambition, but it's really fear driving you. And this is why you're outside of the will of God. This is why you're frustrated. This is why you feel like you're in a loop of doing, 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 but not getting anywhere. Or as I like to say, doing, but not thriving. And in order for us to disrupt that, we have to really take a step back and discern, am I doing this out of ambition for the Lord, or am I really doing this out of anxiousness? And some of us really try to suppress and we don't think about because we're so busy trying to survive. And too many of us are calling the hustle culture, we're calling it holy, but really it's just anxiety dressed up as productivity. Some of us need to start questioning the relationship that we have with productivity and what real productivity looks like, because Jesus was so productive that he fulfilled his entire life's work in 3 years. And we have to ask ourselves, am I just doing stuff for the sake of doing it? So when you're building, when you're serving, when you're grinding, when you're creating, when you're running yourself into the ground, if you're not at peace, then we have to check our pace. A lot of us are in motion, but we're not in pace with the Lord. And so when you're driven by pressure instead of peace, you're going to end up chasing validation. You're going to end up chasing clout instead of living out your calling. And we find ourselves still discontent because when you are living in what's called cognitive dissonance, when you value one thing, but your behavior is something else, you are never going to find contentment. So I'm going to ask y'all the question that a lot of us avoid. Are the things that you're doing, sis, the things that you're prioritizing, is it holy ambition or are you striving because you're anxious? And we're going to break this down in this episode. We're going to start first with a good definition. Y'all know I'm going to teach y'all, okay? We need to understand what ambition is and what ambition is not, because God is not against ambition alone. He gives us ambition. God equips us with ambition, with zeal. You'll see it also written in the scriptures. What he's against is idolatry. What he's against is self-exaltation. What he's against is fear-fueled decision-making. You cannot have the desire to say that you're doing something for God, but you're not striving toward anything that is eternal. God is not against your desire to do things in excellence. God is not against your desire to do things for the kingdom. But a lot of times when we really get down to the root of why we're making decisions, it's not for either one of those things. So in Romans 15 and 20, Paul talks about holy ambition. The scripture says, "It has always been my ambition to preach the gospel where Christ was not known." And this word in the Greek, it really has a lot of depth to it. I'm going to try to pronounce it. It's philotima is how I'm going to pronounce it. Okay, just know it's in there. And when you look at the way the word is segmented, philos means love or affection, and time, which is inside of this word, it means to honor something of value or weight. And so in totality, the definition means that you love something deeply, so you pursue it personally. I love God, so I pursue his purpose. I value him. I honor him, so I pursue his purpose. I'm not pursuing the purpose to get a bag. I'm doing what's honorable. I'm devoting myself to things that are of great personal value. And the reason they have personal value isn't because of a monetary value, but because I know that the Lord has called me to it. It really talks about you devoting yourself to something. How many of us are devoted to the call? We jump from venture to venture to venture, and this is different from a pivot. because God will pivot you and give you new direction and give you more clarity. But some of us, like last year, you want to be a garbage man. This year, you're going to be the general surgeon. Next year, like, and it's just because you are chasing after the bag. But when you are actually pursuing what God has called you to, you are devoted to that thing. From the very beginning of this podcast, when it was God Goals and Girl Talk, to right now today, my mission and what I value has been the same. It has looked different, but my goal has always been, hey, yo, people need to understand what God is saying and what he's saying specifically about how we live so we can go out and do what he's called us to do. In its infancy, that thing that I value, that ability to be like, no, girl, like, you can do it. Let's get the information. Let's go out and serve how God has called us to serve. In its infancy, it's God Goals and Girl Talk, where I'm coming on and I'm sharing insight and wisdom from my Bible study time. As it has matured, God has gotten me more specific and like, no, we need to deal with the mental and emotional health. And this is how we're going to do it. But the thing that I value is always remained the same. I've been devoted to it. I've been devoted to it. At no point have I been like, let's talk about dogs, wrestling, right? Y'all know I love wrestling. Let's talk about wrestling. At no point has this turned into a wrestling podcast. This mission that God has given me, I'm devoted to. And so one of the ways you can identify whether or not you're in holy ambition is how devoted are you to the thing that God has called you to do? God gives us this ambition. This is God-given ambition to live out his assignment by his power. So this isn't something that you're doing on your own. This word to have philotima is for you to have an affection for excellence, but it's accompanied by holy ambition or aspiration to strongly pursue what is worthy. And you do this with a desire by the Lord's power and to do what the Lord assigned as important. And we have to really understand that the reason that ambition is something that God gives us is because that's what is going to fuel you when you're in the middle. Because it's cute to start stuff, the end looks great. Okay, somebody poured into me today about me being in this space where I have about a month left in school and I'm getting so tired, but I'm in the middle. Ecclesiastes says the end of a thing is better than the beginning, but we get so caught up in talking about what we're going to do and getting to the end. But what you need is that holy ambition to where y'all don't see me up until 3 a.m. coding and also trying to get my assignments done. People don't see that. But holy ambition is the ability that God gives me to fuel that behavior. And so we have to ask ourselves, am I really trying to do this? Am I committed to this? Do I really love what God has called me to do? Because when you're in holy ambition, the way that you move is going to be in alignment with God's values. You're going to honor what he calls worthy. And you're going to see every assignment as something sacred. So whether you have a platform or you're doing the laundry, because you see me here on this platform. And also when I go to work, when I go to clinic and I clock in, that is sacred too. I serve my face off there as well because God has called me to that. And I have holy ambition for that, even when my body and my brain don't feel like it. And you have to recognize that the real goal is faithfulness. I've been faithful with this podcast over the last 5 years. It hasn't always been perfect. I haven't loved every episode. Life has been lifing. May have missed a couple weeks, but baby, let me tell you something. I've been faithful. And I don't get on here or do anything, quite frankly, for the applause of people or for a platform. My applause comes from the Lord. Holy ambition is not about doing something big. It's about doing what God has assigned to you. And some of us downplay the assignment because there's no big payday that you feel like is attached to it, because there is no big applause, or there's no big, you know, contract at the end. You downplay it. But if you're folding laundry right now, serving God's kids that he gave you, that is just as important as me getting on this microphone.
This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important. And in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price. This episode is brought to you by Indeed. You just realized that your business needed to hire somebody yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. I've hired many times, and it's always very slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? In the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed. right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A lot of us have been conditioned to operate from a place of anxious ambition. And anxious ambition is reactive. You're reacting to your trauma, the fear of missing out. You want to be seen. You want to have or accumulate things, and it's desperation to prove yourself. And so you feel like, oh, if I don't keep pushing, I'm going to get behind. If I slow down, people are going to think I'm lazy. If I don't say yes, then people are going to forget. Let me tell you something. When the Lord told me to redo the app and rebrand it, which we're almost to launch, praise God, I struggled with the idea of not putting content out on the app every day. I'm like, okay, God, so like, just stop, like just shut down everything for right now and build. My humanity said, oh no, what about the people who use it? Oh no, but there's content there. There was a level of anxiety that tried to overtake me. And those who remain will remain, and those who don't won't. And that's okay. But the way that God has me building, I could not be building from a place of trying to convey what God is calling me to convey and also still trying to maintain something that he's calling and into. But a lot of us, if God tell you to set something down, it's been 5 months. Because at first I was going to try to rush and get it done. And God said, no, Charlotte, the app is going to relaunch in May. And anxiety tried to creep in. But in this space where God has had me take a step back, the level of what he has me creating and the level of what he's calling you to create, there's a level of clarity that you need. And anxiety will try to distract you from doing that. A lot of us don't understand that anxious ambition is something that really lives in your mind. There is a psychological principle behind it. It lives in what's called your limbic system. Your limbic system is that fight, flight, or freeze part of your brain. And so it keeps your nervous system in overdrive. And you then start to confuse movement with meaning. And you start to confuse busyness with worth. And now you're burnt out. Just because you're moving doesn't mean that it's purposeful. So anxious ambition will cause you to overcommit. But anytime you overcommit, it really means that you're under trusting God. If I'm overcommitting, then that means I'm under trusting the Lord to provide. If you're not moving in faith, then you are moving in fear. And we have to check that. Are you allowing holy ambition or anxious ambition to drive your decision making? That might be why you're discontent. It's definitely why a lot of us are burnt out. And I hate to keep going back to the app build. I want y'all to really hear me, because when I tell you God has been teaching me so much about myself, about how I operate, and about him through me being able to develop this space with him and this new app with him. What I recognized is when I first launched the Prescription for Purpose mobile app, the issue was that I was trying to compete with something that was already created. What I'm learning in building out the new app, which will be called the Spiritual Well, is that a lot of the things that I see in other apps, God is not calling me to have that. A lot of us are in a space where you're trying to replicate out of anxious ambition. And there's a time and a place and a space for you to not have to recreate the wheel. But a lot of us are trailblazers. A lot of us, God is calling to set up new systems and build new things. And so if I'm trying to be the calm app and not be the spiritual well, I'm going to miss the assignment. That's me moving out of anxious ambition. So while I may have a level of inspiration from other apps, the app that God is calling me to build, there's nothing else like it. It is not a meditation app. There's meditation in there, but it's not a meditation app. It is a place for you to become spiritually well. And once he showed me, yeah, Charlotte, when you built the Prescription for Purpose app, for some reason you thought you were in competition with the YouVersion Bible app. That's not what I had called you to do. And that's why you didn't see the fruit of that app the way that you wanted to. That's why it felt unclear. We're not doing that this time. Because I was moving from a space of anxious ambition. I had the right assignment, but lost my motivation along the way. And we see that throughout scripture. We're going to look at three case studies. First, anxious ambition. Immediately think of King Saul. 1 Samuel 13 and 15, where Saul's in position as king. Okay, he had position, he had calling, and he had access to the prophet of God. He had God's direct word. Samuel said, do not sacrifice none, I'll be back in 7 days. And even though he had access to all of that, he also had a deep need to be in control. And that really was the problem. Okay, he got his little degree, thought he knew everything. Like, that's really where the issue began. We have access. We have position. We are God's daughters. Jesus allowed us to be in the family. We are adopted. We have calling. All of us have an assignment here. And we have access to God directly. We don't even need the prophet. We can go straight to our high priest through Jesus Christ. We can go straight to the Lord directly. We have direct access. And for some reason, we still feel like we need control. And that level of needing control, that overcommitment and under-trusting is why a lot of us are ending up in a place of ruin. You're ruined emotionally, financially, mentally. You're doing things and you're like, I know, God, that you called me to do it, but I'm not sure why it's not succeeding. It's not because you didn't hear God correctly, but we lose in the execution. He was supposed to wait for Samuel to come back to make that sacrifice, but there was pressure. People were leaving. Samuel felt like he was running behind. The people, Saul felt like Samuel was running behind. And the people are nervous. He felt pressure from other people to step outside of what God called him to do. And so you know what he did? He performed. He performed that sacrifice himself. And he was not allowed to do that. That was something that only prophets were permitted to do. So he's stepping outside of his role. You're the king. Be the king. You're not the prophet. You're not the priest. You're not even supposed to do this. And you know that because you are the king. The reason he does this is because fear told him that he could not afford to wait. Anxious ambition told him, you're going to lose everything if you don't act right this second. Y'all have no idea how I spent my entire Christmas break thinking that I was going to relaunch this app in 4 weeks. I could have never. Not with the level of decision making, the level of intention that God has given me now. Child, I would have been doing a disservice to y'all and to the work that God has given me. He literally gave a sacrifice to God. On the outside, it looks purposeful. It looks great. And God called it disobedience. It is the very thing that cost him. It's the very thing that cost him. Anxious ambition does not trust divine timing, and it tries to shortcut obedience for the sake of control. Then we see in 1 Samuel 15 where God's like, go to this kingdom, kill everybody. Okay? And Saul keeps some of the loot that God told him to destroy. He said, kill everybody. Don't bring nothing back here. And when God confronts him, he blames the people. And if you're not watching House of David on Amazon, do it. It's good. Okay? It's good. You see this start to kind of play out. It's so good. But Saul's story is literally what anxious ambition does. It prioritizes outcomes over obedience. And the outcome is not our business. You are trying to value optics and keeping up appearances over intimacy. And you're reacting instead of relying on God and relying on instruction and relying on his track record. Then we see Martha over in Luke 10, and we love our sister Martha, okay? She's serving in front of Jesus, literally in front of Jesus, and doing it from a place of anxiety and not from a place of peace. She was doing a good thing. Not only was she doing a good thing, she was doing what she was supposed to do. Hospitality in those days was something that was expected. Especially if you were a woman, you being hospitable, it's a spiritual gift for people who are able to show hospitality to people. So she was operating in her gift, operating in her calling, operating in an assignment, preparing her home for Jesus. But then she got overwhelmed and then she started projecting her anxiety onto other people like Mary. Jesus, don't you see her? Right. Don't you see me over here working? Tell her to help me. That's the Charlotte Living translation. What she said was, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work?" And Jesus replied to her with gentleness, but some clarity, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about so many things." So he didn't rebuke her for serving. He didn't say, "Oh, you just need to be sitting up." No, he said, "You're anxious about so many things." He corrected her for being distracted by pressure instead of being present with him. The correction was, "Hey, I know that you have your hands to a lot of things and you're serving, but don't miss the point. Don't miss the plot. How much would I be of disservice to myself if in my anxiousness of trying to hurry up and..."
Your business is one of a kind, so your website should be too. With Wix, it's easy, almost too easy, to create a website that's perfectly yours. Just tell AI what kind of site you want to build or choose from thousands of templates. Change whatever you want, whenever you want, and get everything you need to start running your business your way. No matter what you sell or what you aspire to be, you can do it all yourself on Wix. Go to Wix.com.
Friend, something that stresses me out in my quiet time is when I'm trying to highlight something in the book of Joshua, but somehow the ink ends up in the book of Revelation, and the Lord has supplied a solution, Mr. Pen. Mr. Pen is an amazing company that was started by Christian teachers in Louisiana, and girl, you can tell, these Bible study supplies are phenomenal. I have the Bible journaling kit. I also got the Bible study sticky notes and the tabs, and girl, they are everything I need and more. And you need it too, friend. The Bible study kit has highlighters that do not bleed through my Bible. I only want Christ to bleed for me. I don't need the highlighters to do the same. And Mr. Pen has figured out the solution. It has pens, highlighters. It has stickers for prophecies, themes. Like, it is literally everything. And because teachers are teachers, it has a bag to put all of my supplies in. I am in love. The Bible study sticky tabs have dates for me to hold myself accountable to memorizing my verses, so I'm not just sitting there staring at them, but I'm able to continue to really progress in learning the word and keeping it in my heart. And I am in love. They even have custom products for churches, schools, conferences. They sell school supplies. They have Bibles. Everything that you need is over at Mr. Pen. So whether you're upgrading your own quiet time or you want to gift for a friend, Mr. Pen is the move. I need you to shop the best Bible journaling supplies on the market and fantastic gifts for the ladies in your life at MrPen.com. That's MRPEN.com. And guess what? Our audience gets a special discount. Use the code PURPOSE10 at checkout to get 10% off of your entire order today. That is MrPen.com, and use the code PURPOSE10 at checkout to get 10% off of your entire order today. Turn the app over. I miss out on all the lessons that God has given me. When I tell you, like, down to even a new business idea, through what he has been training me behind the scenes as I built this app. And a lot of us are so busy that we miss the blessing. Anxious ambition will have you so busy in the kitchen, and Jesus is sitting in the living room. And so it just shows that it is possible for you to be serving God. And Martha is literally serving God. Like, she's literally serving. Jesus is on her couch. Did they have couches? I don't know. But he was in there. It's possible for you to be serving God and still miss an invitation to sit with him. She never took a second to sit on the couch with Jesus. And then was mad at her sister for doing it. Girl, if you don't lay that food out buffet style and tell these people to serve themselves, the door is open, food is cooked, serve yourself, I'm about to sit with Jesus. So there's these two very clear cases of anxious ambition. Saul was just disobedient, okay? But Martha, her heart and her actions were in the right place, but that motivation, the fuel behind it matters. But then we see Nehemiah, and you can read the whole book of Nehemiah, which actually demonstrates what holy ambition looks like. Holy ambition looks like Nehemiah. He hears that the walls of Jerusalem are broken. That breaks his heart. Notice how this isn't about him getting clout. This isn't about him getting a bag. He's a cupbearer for the king, meaning that if you don't know what cupbearers used to do, people would try to poison the king. So if you were a cupbearer, if somebody brought a glass of wine to the king, you had to taste it first. And if you didn't die, then the king would drink it. Ain't that crazy? But think about the level of integrity that means that Nehemiah had to have to be in that position. He's already in the palace. But he hears about his city. It breaks his heart. He doesn't immediately go to try to fix it. He don't go, oh, what? That's crazy. Oh, me, cuz I'm out here. That's not what he does, okay? That's not what he does. What Nehemiah does is he goes and he decides, I'm going to feel my feelings. I'm going to pray. I'm going to let the Lord know that this is bothering me. I'm going to fast. And I'm going to pray not just for a day, but he prayed for 4 months. He prayed for 4 months. A lot of us won't pray for 4 minutes about a consistent topic, but he was already devoted. He was devoted. And so it was easy for him to continue to seek the Lord about what to do in this area. And it wasn't until after he wept, after he fasted and prayed for those 4 months, that he made the plan. And when opposition came in chapter 6, Nehemiah was not here to be distracted. He dealt with a lot when you read the book of Nehemiah. But he told them, I'm doing a great work and I cannot come down. Like, that's what holy ambition looks like. A lot of times we neglect that preparation because he built the entire wall in 52 days. What I have learned, even as I've been building this app, a lot of the things that I started with aren't even there anymore. Because had I just sat down, paced myself, and really allowed the Lord to show me what he's been showing me now that I just submitted to the timetable, it's not taking me as long to do what I needed to do. You waste more time because you're not sitting with the Lord. So now you can't execute in a matter of the 52 days. So Nehemiah was anchored. He was strategic and spirit led. He was not trying to prove himself. He was protecting his assignment. You read even in that book that for a while he didn't tell nobody nothing. God provided. The king saw that he was pressed and was like, what you got going on? And gave him resources. And so a lot of us are calling ourselves doing things for God, but really, there's no fasting. You're not even burdened by what God is calling you to. The reason that I'm so passionate about bringing y'all to the word and demonstrating like, no, sis, look what God said is because like, I feel that you don't have to live the way that you're living. I know for a fact that although it's not easy, there is relief on the other side and it's available to you. Holy ambition will have you wait on God's go. You move with purpose, you execute with purpose, and it keeps your eyes on the mission. You aren't married to the method. The method changes. So the name of the podcast changes. The brand changes. The content changes. I go back to school, it changes. Fine. Fine. The app changes. The mission has never changed. I'm still devoted to the same thing, but the methodology, I'm willing to roll with it. Even when there are distractions that come dressed as opportunities, which they have, I still am committed to doing what God said. I can't come up off this wall. When I tell y'all, I know my friends are sick of me in this app conversation. There are moments where I'm sick of building it, quite frankly. Like, I'm tired. I just want it to be done. But I have enough reverence for God, enough love for him, enough ambition, holy ambition to pursue the excellent delivery of it that I'm not about to have to do. And so what I want to give y'all is something that I'm calling the alignment filter. I want to give you a framework to help you identify your drive. How do you know if you are operating in holy ambition or if you are allowing anxiety to drive you? And there's four questions that you have to really look at, or four areas. You're going to look at the source. You're going to look at the fruit. You're going to look at the pace, and you're going to look at the motivation. So what is the fuel? What is sourcing you for doing this? What's actually fueling this? Am I moving by faith, meaning that God said something to me and I'm responding, not that I felt fear, dressed up some erratic thought and said it was God and then jumped? Faith, by definition, the word pistis in the Greek is God spoke, I responded. That is what that means. That's why you walk by faith and not by sight, because God spoke, I responded, and in time, the manifestation of what he said will be revealed. That's why in Hebrews 11:6, it's impossible to please God without faith, because he speaks, you respond. If you're not doing what he said, are y'all in relationship? So let's make sure we're clear about what faith is and what it's not. You deciding you don't like your boss, so God called me to quit my job because I got offended today at work. Not faith. It's not. I love you, sis. It's not faith. So what is fueling this? Is it faith or is it fear? Am I operating because I'm called, or am I operating and moving and switching direction because I'm comparing my life to somebody else? Remember that holy ambition is rooted in peace. It's rooted in identity and it's rooted in purpose. While anxious ambition is going to drive you by pressure, it's going to drive you because you fear being irrelevant, or you fear letting people down or not keeping up appearances. And research has shown that what's called intrinsic motivation, doing things because they align with your values, those are the things that lead to fulfillment. So even though last night I was up till 3 a.m., which is not, it's a rarity, I'm so excited. I'm excited to record this podcast. I'm excited because I can see it coming to life. I'm so excited. When you are doing things from an intrinsic point of view, because you're intrinsically motivated, because it's aligned with who you are and what you believe and what you love, you're going to be content. But if you are only motivated by extrinsic things, things that are outside of you, you're only motivated by doing things for approval or validation, you're going to be burnt out. And so the first part of the filter is to ask yourself, what is the source? Am I building this from a place of conviction, or am I building this from a place of compulsion? And be honest with yourself. No shame, just honesty, because then you can course correct. Now you can learn how to be content. So once you check the source, you have to check the evidence. What is the fruit? First, what is this producing in me? I know the Spiritual Well app is exactly what God called me to. It felt outlandish that he would say that to me, knowing that I was walking into my last semester of school, for me to start rebuilding it. I had to say, is this me or no? And once I really sat down and God said, no, girl, it's me, I'm now seeing what the app is producing in me. Me being able to convey that with y'all, the lessons that I'm learning, me just even sharing just a sliver, and the app has not even been released yet, lets me know that there's already evidence that I'm doing what God called me to do, because it has changed the way that I approach content creation, creating anything, doing anything. If your ambition is holy, it's going to bear the fruit of the Spirit that you see in Galatians 5:25. I've had love, joy, peace, patience. Nothing will humble you or make you more patient than trying to custom code something. Okay? One line of code be off. Patience, gentleness, faithfulness. But if you're doing things out of anxiety, you're going to have restlessness, resentment, cynicism, constant tension, emotional detachment. Those things aren't fruit. Those are warning signs. if you're getting to a place where you are just withdrawn, that is a warning sign. It was, in fact, that warning sign of me feeling withdrawn from the current iteration of the app that made me take it back to the Lord to say, hey, do I need to stop doing this? Because tell me right now today, I'll shut the whole thing down. And he said, no, it's time to pivot. That's why I was getting discontent with it. So we have to make sure that we're not ignoring the internal alarm system, which is the Holy Spirit. He be out here just trying to warn us. We have to make sure that we're not ignoring that or overriding it because we're just so used to pushing and showing up. So what is the evidence? Is this assignment making me more like Christ? Or am I more exhausted? And it's not that you won't have work to do, okay? I have been stretched. I have work to do. But it's a different type of weight. It's a different type of weight. So we talked about the source. We talked about the evidence. The next question is, what is the pace? Am I moving in pace with God, or am I rushing ahead in my own strength? Galatians 5:25 tells us, if we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. That is pace, pacing. Okay? That's a good rhythm. Your heart, your physical heart, has something called an SA node. It is the pacemaker of your heart. Because if your heart beats too fast or too slow or decides to do the Harlem shake, it's detrimental to your health. Pacing matters. The same way pacing matters for your heart, for your body to operate optimally, pacing matters in how we live and do and react and build for the Lord. God does not just care about what you do. He cares about how you do it. You are not a human doing. He made you a human being. And so many of us are so busy trying to condemn our humanity instead of allowing the Lord the time to sit with you and partner with you so he can teach you how to be content in your humanity, because he made us human. Content in your humanity, not complacent, but content in your humanity and connected to him. Because John 15:5 reminds us that we cannot do anything apart from him. So if you are sprinting ahead and ignoring God's voice, you're not operating from a place of holiness. You're operating from a place of hurriedness. And that's the issue. That's why you're burnt out. You're out of breath. You're overwhelmed. So I want you to ask yourself, have I checked in with God about this recently? Or am I reporting back to him about things that I've already decided? Because a lot of us, when we talk about prayer, we don't go in with the willingness in the heart to exchange my intention for God's will. When we pray about something, it's like, God, this is what I'm doing. Go ahead, sprinkle some lowry salt, some blessings on it. Amen. And we peace out. And that's what gets us caught up. That's why I'm praying and God's not speaking. God is always speaking. So have we already made our mind up? Is your pace off? When you think about your thoughts getting ahead of God, when you're feeling overwhelmed, go back and listen to that episode I did about overthinking. The first thing that we're told in 2 Corinthians 10:5 to deal with is the speculations. That's me getting ahead of the facts that God has already given me. Is your thinking even paced? And then finally, your motivation. Who gets the glory? If this works, who gets the credit? Because as people who operate in holy ambition, the goal is to glorify God. In all that I'm doing, all that I'm building in the app, every resource, every tool, every strategy, every lesson that is being put into this, it is to glorify God, to draw you back to the Father. So you can recognize that the Lord is not just separate from your health, your mental, emotional health, your day-to-day life, but he's very easily integrated. And here's how. not Sharla, the Lord. Anxious ambition, it really wants you to silence insecurity. So I'm not doing this for clout. I'm not doing this or building this show or taking this new direction because I want people to see me. No, I need you, sis, to go and build what you need to build. Because if y'all can't tell by the things that are happening in this country, God is looking for people who are ready to arise and build. There are going to be needs that need to be met for people who belong to God. And it is now time for you to get off your butt, friend. Okay, ain't no more confirmations. Get up. Let's do what we need to do so we can be able and ready to serve God's people. That's the season that we in. That's what we own. This ain't got nothing to do with me and everything to do with making sure that I'm in alignment, that when God says go, the people who need access to the resources that he's calling me to build, they're available. Because he cares about his people and I care about him. And so therefore I care about all of them together. If your why is rooted in you wanting to prove your worth and you wanting to get noticed and you wanting to silence your inner critic, then we have to address that. Because Colossians 3:23 says, whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord. Whatever you do, whether that's folding laundry, whether that's you on a podcast, whether that's you coding an app, whether that's you writing a book, there are things that God is going to call you to do that are God ordained that people will never know that your name is on. Are you okay with that? Are you okay with that? Y'all don't ever see me posting content about what I do and how I serve at work, and you won't. First of all, HIPAA. Second of all, that's not what God is calling me to do. But in all that I do it as unto the Lord. I don't do it as unto Instagram. I don't do it as unto whether or not my boss does or doesn't get on my nerves. I do it as unto the Lord. I don't do it as unto whether or not I got an attitude today or not, whether or not I'm going to overachieve or not overachieve. No, I do it as unto the Lord. And so you have to ask yourself, would I still want to do this if no one applauded it, but God was pleased? If no one was able to give me the claps, if no one was ever able to pat me on the back, but God was pleased with what I was doing, would I keep doing it? Baby, I don't care if there's one person that downloads that app. I'm going to keep it running. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I don't care. I know that God has called me to create this. The way in which he's done it, the intimacy and the time that I've been able to spend with him, the creativity that he's given me, the perspective that he's shifted, the lessons and the framework that he's taught me so it can be replicated. My God. Like, child, I've already gotten enough. The lessons that I've learned in doing it, like, I know God is pleased. And it's so important that we remember at the end of the day, the goal is well done, my good and faithful servant. And so, sis, as you build, as you do, because, you know, we just stepped into quarter two and everybody's, oh, what you do first quarter? Baby, I continued to build quietly. I continued to build quietly. All of Q1, I made it and I celebrate it. Q2, same thing. I'm building quietly. I'm building quietly until God calls me to release it. But I am so content. I'm ready to be done with school, but I'm content. And so I want us to just really summarize and bring this home, okay? I need you to walk away with a couple of things today. One, ambition is not the problem. Ambition is what powers you. Two, you can be productive and still be out of alignment. So I want you not to confuse mission and motion. Don't confuse mission and motion, sis. It's only so much motion my hips is going to allow. So it got to be strategic. Okay. I'm getting older. It's only so much motion that I'm going to have. Three, when you are operating in holy ambition, you are going to have clarity, you're going to have peace and trust. I'm so excited about what God is doing here at Prescription for Purpose because the level of clarity. The whole Purpose Collective, God gave me that while I was working on the app. Clarity. 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 Holy ambition moves with God. It does not get ahead of him. We can't skip to the good part. Y'all remember that little audio that was going around on social media back in the pandemic? Can we skip to the good part? You can't. And really what I'm learning in the middle of this is that there's a lot of lessons that make the end the good part that I can only get here. I want you to know that you don't have to prove anything to anybody because God already sent his son to die for you as is. And that's really awkward for a lot of us because we have been trained in performance-based love. We've been conditioned to that, but that's not how God works. You are already loved. You're already chosen. You're already enough. So you have to allow God to refine your pace. You have to allow God to refine your posture. You have to allow God to refine your purpose and then let him remove and prune and detox your motives. And then allow him the ability to show you how to steward your energy. Everybody wants to talk about financial stewardship, and that's necessary. But how are you stewarding your time? How are you stewarding your energy? Because you can have all the money in the world. But if you run out of time, then what? You could have time, but if you don't steward your energy well, then what? If what you're building is costing you your intimacy with God, friend, it is too expensive. It's too expensive. If what you're building is costing you your intimacy, it is too expensive. So even as I build, I'm praying. I have worship music on. I'm allowing God to pour into me. And he has given me straight up gems, like whole gems that I'm so excited about. I've had to pace myself because there are things that I'm ready to release right now, but I got to finish the app. And I'm like, okay, I can't get ahead of God, but God, this is exciting. God, this is exciting. And that's okay to be excited. So as you go through and you think about what you're doing, think about this alignment filter. What is the fuel? Am I building from conviction or compulsion? What is the fruit, the evidence? Is this assignment making me more like Christ or just more exhausted? What is the pace? Have I already checked in with God about this recently? Or am I reporting back my decisions? And then what is your motivation? Who gets the glory? Would I still do this if no one else applauded it, but God was pleased? Friend, once you can align this and live in value-based living, there is so much clarity, focus, strategy, and peace that you will have. If you are feeling overwhelmed, if you feel like you're doing all of these things and nothing is making sense, this is why, because you need to identify holy ambition versus anxiousness. And so I pray that this episode blessed you. Make sure if you want access to the alignment filter that you join the Purpose Collective. I'll have the entire thing listed there so you can walk through it. I love you, friend. Make sure you take the spiritual wellness check-in. That screening tool is going to bless you, girl. I love you. God bless you. And I'll talk to you next week.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.